is the pitch now outside. They're going to walk Roseboro intentionally. Way outside now. That's the third one. Larson will throw ball four, and they'll put Roseboro on. There's ball four way outside. So Roseboro has been walked intentionally. Going up to Willie Davis. That is only the second base on balls the Los Angeles Dodgers have picked up here this afternoon. This one was ordered. Now the runners at first and third. Second is open. There'll be a play most anywhere. They're going to load them up, apparently. Time has been called. Donatelli comes out and yells down the plate to Bogus, and time is called for the moment. Now we're ready. They're going to walk Davis and load him up and pitch to Robuck. Makes a play any place. There is ball two way outside. Alvin Dark strategy. Play anywhere. There's ball three. Ball four will come whistling down now. There it is. Pitch down, way outside, ball four. Willie Davis is walked, and Eddie Robuck will be coming up to the plate now. Robuck fouled out in the third inning. His only time at bat so far. Talking about Robuck, he's a fair hitting pitcher. He bats today at 231. He has three runs batted in, no extra base blows. Three RBI for Robuck. Now with the bases loaded, two outs last half of the eighth inning, 4-2 the Dodgers. Don Larson will pitch to his opposing moundsman, Eddie Robuck. And this is Robuck's ball game to win it or lose it. The pitch to the plate, Robuck swings, hits a grounder down to third base. Davenport up with it, makes his play to first in time for the put out, and that retires the side. So the strategy worked as far as Alvin Dark was concerned. He loaded them up and got them out of there. In the eighth, no runs. There were no base hits, there were no errors, and three men were left on. The score at the end of eight. It's the Dodgers 4, and the Giants have 2. Well, say, if you're a homeowner who wants outstanding home insurance, call an Aetna Casualty agent. Ask about Aetna Casualty's newest homeowner's policy, now available in most states. It provides fire, theft, and liability protection, all for about what you're probably paying now for conventional fire insurance alone. Now, that's quite a statement, but it's true. Yes, in most states, Aetna Casualty does provide fire and extended coverage plus theft plus liability, all in one homeowner's policy, and all for about what you're probably paying now for fire and extended coverage alone. Now, for the finest in all kinds of insurance, for family or business, look in the yellow pages and call an Aetna Casualty agent. You'll get top quality protection plus the extra value of PS, personal service.
The kind of service you deserve is PS, personal service, with an Aetna Casualty policy. PS.
Before we have more action here, let's go for another report on the space flight of Commander Sherrod.
Commander Shira has completed his six-orbit mission and is safe aboard the carrier Kearsarge. Now for official word, we switch to Peter Hackis, NBC News at Cape Canaveral.
Astronaut Walter Shira has been plucked safely from the Pacific Ocean for a report to Lieutenant Colonel John Powers at Mercury Control.
This is Mercury Control. Our reports from the carrier Kearsarge indicate that Wally Shira is out of the spacecraft, is out on the deck, is being heated on the deck. He is smiling, obviously happy, obviously satisfied with the job. Well done. Repeat once more, astronaut Wally Shira has stepped out of the Sigma 7 spacecraft. He's on the deck of the aircraft carrier Kearsarge. The NASA and Navy officials on board have greeted him. He is proceeding now toward the crew quarters, where he will begin his debriefing. The Shira is described as smiling and happy and obviously satisfied for the job well done.
That's the word we've all been awaiting. The MA-8 six-orbital flight is over and appears to have been a complete success, perhaps the most successful of the three U.S. orbital flights. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Cape Canaveral.
That's the complete report from Cape Canaveral on Commander Shiraz's successful flight. This is Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Al Helfer back here at Dodgertown in Los Angeles. We're in the top half of the ninth inning. Matty Lou batting for Larson has singled to right center field. Up now for the Miners. Keene hits it down to shortstop. The play goes back to second for one. The throw to first is not in time. So I guess we have you just about caught up now. Harvey Keene, a runner at first base on the foreshot of Matty Lou, who batted for Larson, singled to right center. And he's cut down from Wills to Burright. So we are in the top half of the ninth inning. Hiller is the man scheduled to come up to the plate. One out, one on in the top half of the ninth inning. A little time is called, and we'll take that time for station identification.
This is your sports station at the 810 spot on your radio dial, WGY Schenectady, a General Electric station.
Here at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, Hiller is not going to do the batting here. It's going to be Big Willie McCovey. The big guy is just stepping into the plate. McCovey, a left-hand hitter facing Eddie Roebuck. One out, one on in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch to McCovey. A fastball low for ball one. Well, we've had things whizzing today, haven't we? Willie McCovey, utility outfielder, utility first baseman. Sidearm pitch to him is low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. So it's come down to the very last ditch as far as the San Francisco Giants are concerned. They're behind by two runs. The Dodgers leading 4-2. We're in the top of the ninth. Ron Fairley's in right field defensively for the Dodgers. The pitch inside, ball three to McCovey. Tim Harkness has taken over first base. Eddie Roebuck comes set. 3-0 is the plate. The pitch, low ball four. Well, here in the top half of the ninth inning, the tying runs around now for San Francisco. And we're going to have a runner in this ball game right now for Big Willie McCovey. Looks like Ernie Bowman. Yep. Second baseman Ernie Bowman has come on the run. So the situation here in the top of the ninth inning is that Harvey Keene is at second base. Bowman is on at first base. And Philippe Palou is the batsman. He's had one hit and four times up today. Eddie Roebuck in trouble. Sidearms the plate. The pitch is taken inside. Ball one. The Giants have left nine men on here and going to bat eight times. And they have two men on here now in the top half of the ninth inning. Pitch to the plate, swung on. There's a bounding ball foul outside of third. Los Angeles Dodgers, by the way, have left eight on here this afternoon. The score stands right this minute, 4-2 in favor of the Dodgers over the Giants, and have had to come from behind to do it. I imagine George Kell will have a lot to say in commentary about this ball game when it's over. Harvey Keene steps away from second. Bowman off at first. The pitch taken inside off the elbow. Oh, Philippe Palou's count is two balls and one strike. One out here in the top of the ninth. There's action down in the bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Stan Williams is throwing. And someone else back in the chute where we cannot see them also throwing. Got some action down in the bullpen for Frisco. I think that's left-hander Billy Pierce throwing down there. Sidearm pitch. Inside and tight for ball three. So Roebuck, who has been the great reliever for the Los Angeles Dodgers, is digging himself into a little bit of trouble here in the ninth inning. A little bit more than he now has. He has runners at second, first and second, and one out. And with Alou, he is 3-1, and Mays is due up next. Now Roebuck is ready. Top of the stretch he goes. Comes set. Delivers sidearm pitch. Swung on and hit foul down the third base side. Three balls and two strikes. That is the count on Philippe Alou, the right fielder. Philippe, with one hit and four times up today, carried a .316 batting average into today's play. He had 25 home runs, 98 runs batted in. So I think you could say that Roebuck has his work very definitely cut out for him. Keane leading off at second. Bowman leading away from first. Sidearm pitch way inside. Almost got away from Roseboro. That's ball four. Time is called as the bases go loaded. Bowman moves down to second. Harvey Keane on over to third. And now the tying runs are in scoring position at second and third. And Eddie Roebuck's in trouble. And here comes Walter Alston out to have a talk with him. I don't know, George, how you would feel about it, but tell me something. From your past experience, just how tough would it be? How would it feel to be down on that inner defense right now, knowing that the bases were loaded behind your pitcher and the tying runs were in pretty good scoring position?
Well, it's a tough situation. This is just about as rough a situation as you can have, because the pennant is riding right here on every pitch. They've come right down to the wire. And Smokey Alston has moved to the mound for a conference, but he's going back. There'll be no pitching change. He wants to keep Roebuck in there. Roebuck is a sinker ball pitcher, and he's hoping that somebody will hit one on the ground hard to one of the infielders, and the Dodgers can turn it into a double play. They have a two-run lead. The base is loaded with one out, and Willie Mays the batter. Now,
I don't think things could be much tougher than that. Here's the pitch to Willie Mays. Swung on and hit right back off Roebuck's glove. He cannot hold it. The bases are loaded. The run comes in to score. It'll be a base hit for Willie Mays to drive in the third San Francisco run, and now the tying run is at third. Willie Mays, a line shot right off the glove of Eddie Roebuck, the pitcher. He could not hold it. Alou has moved to second. Bowman is on at third, and coming in to score here in the top half of the ninth inning, Harvey Keane. That is the fourth hit and the first run off Roebuck. Now it is 4-3, and time again is called. This time it's Leo DeRocher going to the mound to talk to Eddie Roebuck, and I think that's going to be all for Ed. We do know that Williams has been in the bullpen cranking up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. There have been two down there. One pitcher we can see, the other one we cannot. So we'll have to wait and see who Smokey Alston calls upon right now to try to stop and stem this tide in the top half of the ninth inning. Talk about thrills and seesawing back and forth. Drama, tenseness, pressure in action. We've had it all here in the past 2 days. The first ball game was a runaway for the San Francisco Giants at Candlestick when they defeated, behind Billy Pierce, they defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-0 on a fine three-hit shutout pitched by the little left-hander. It's going to be Stan Williams coming on to relieve. He relieved and was the winning pitcher in yesterday's ball game that went 8-7 on the final score. But Roebuck is coming out of there. He pitched the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, and one-third of the ninth. So he's pitched 3 1/3 innings. And Williams is coming on. Stan Williams. Let's check up on his record again just to be sure of it as he strides in from the bullpen to the mound. Williams is coming on in his 40th ball game. He's pitched 185 and a third innings. He's got a record of 14-12. A round of applause for Roebuck. Stan Williams will be pitching here in the top half of the ninth inning to Orlando Cepeda. And the bases loaded behind him. And these men on the bases, of course, the responsibility of Roebuck, who could be the losing pitcher in this ballgame now. Williams is being called upon to hold the line and turn him away. He has a 14-12 record, picking up his 14th win here yesterday. 14-12, he has an earned run average of 4.47. He's pitched 185 and one-third innings. The big burly right-hander out on the mound right now has a record with the San Francisco Giants of 2 wins and 4 losses. Yes, sir. This one's going right down to the wire. Stan Williams has come on in relief. We can set the Dodgers for you defensively now as they have made changes. Tim Harkness is at first base. We told you about that. And Ron Fairley is out in right field. So the infield is Harkness at first, Larry Burright at second, Roy Wills at shortstop, and Jim Gilliam is at third base. Tommy Davis, who started at third, is in left field. In center field, Willie Davis, and out in right field, Ron Fairley. So we have a real tight squeaker going here in the top half of the ninth inning. It's 4-3 in favor of the Dodgers over the Giants. The bases are loaded, and Stan Williams has come on here to try to stem the tide. Let's see if he's able to do it. The runners on the bases right now, the responsibility of the now-departed Eddie Roebuck. Orlando Cepeda. He's had one base hit four times up today. Right-hand hitter. Williams delivers to him. Fastball, swing and a miss, first strike. Ernie Bowman, a runner at third base, will take a couple of chopping steps down off third, try to get Williams off his stride and shake him up a little bit. Willie Mays is the runner at first, Philippelou at second, and Bowman at third. Bowman representing the tying run, and Alou at second base representing the go-ahead run. 4-3, that's how it stands. The Dodgers lead right this moment. Cepeda up there with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams on in relief, the third pitcher to be used by Smokey Alston. Backs off the mound and chases Bowman back into third base. He now pitches the plate that swung on. There's a fly ball to right field. Fairley is up to it, grabs it. They're going to try to score. The throw comes in to the plate, not in time, and it's a tied-up ball game. Alou, also tagging up, moves over to third base. Cepeda commits the second out. A fly ball to right field, a scoring fly ball to give him 114 runs driven in. The run is off Roebuck, and it's all tied up now at 4-4. The go-ahead run is on at third base in the person of Alou. Willie Mays just held right on at first. He wasn't going to move a muscle. So there are two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. And, of course, the hope now for the Dodgers is that they will be able to turn the Giants away and have the tie ball game going into the last half of the ninth inning rather than to be behind. Roseboro has gone to the mound to talk to Williams. Wills has gotten into the conversation, and now it breaks up. So off fights right down to the last part of the wire. The important runner, as far as the Dodgers are concerned, is Philippelou at third base. The batter is Ed Bailey. He's had 2-for-4 this afternoon and has driven in no runs. He singled up the middle and singled to right. Bailey, a left-hand hitter. Tennessee boy leans over the plate. Williams comes set. Delivers the pitch. Is swung on and fouled away. Willie Mays bluffs going to second base to try to upset Stan Williams a little bit. Big right-hander has plenty of trouble on the bases behind him. Not of his doing, but he's been asked to get the ball club out of it. Philippelou, hands on hips, stands just off third, talking to Whitey Lockman. Now he steps down as Ed Bailey gets ready to take a look at the next pitch. The count on Ed is 0-1. Mays steps away from first. Williams ready, delivers the plate, pitches high, gets away from Roseboro. There goes Willie Mays. He'll go on down to second base. Holding a third, Philippelou. One ball, one strike count on Ed Bailey. Willie Mays stopped midway between first and second. He thought time had been called, apparently. And then seeing that the ball was still in play, he made a dash for second and made it. So he's on at second base now. A wild pitch charged to Stan Williams. Ball almost got away from Roseboro. Now they're going to continue on and put Ed Bailey on at first base. Ball three. And Williams will throw ball four. Roseboro was going to go out to talk to Williams. Well, I just called him back, said that's only ball three. Now there's ball four. An intentional pass given up by Williams. Now that puts it all up to Jim Davenport here in the top half of the ninth inning. The bases are loaded. The runners at second and third are the responsibility of Roebuck, whom Williams is relieving. At first base, Bailey is the responsibility of Williams himself. We still have activity down in the Dodgers' bullpen. As soon as we can find out who that is down there going, we'll let you know. Jim Davenport stepping up to the plate. See, Jim has been up there one, two, three, four times. He has one hit to show for it, one single down the third base side. Last time up, he hit into a double play. That was in the eighth. Williams leans forward. Now he comes down with the first pitch. Davenport takes high. That's ball one. Billy Ballou is on at third. Willie Mays at second. Ed Bailey on at first base. Top half of the ninth inning. All tied at 4-4. The Dodgers and the Giants. Davenport waggles Ed Wood back and forth. Williams ready to come into him now. Starts his motion. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Way inside. No bridge. Davenport has to hit the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. And I imagine that'll keep Davenport from digging in on Stan Williams. Two-ball, no-strike count on Davenport. Roseboro out in front of the plate yells something to Williams, then comes stomping back behind the plate. The bases are loaded here in the top half of the ninth inning. Two runs have been scored by the Giants. They are in a tie now with the Dodgers 4-4. Now we're ready. 2-0 pitch. Taken over for the strike. This all started here in the ninth inning when Matty Alou hit for Larson and singled. All of the runs that are being picked up here by the Giants in the ninth belong to Don Larson. Starting pitchers today are off the hook. Williams ready. 2-1 to the plate. High and on the inside. Billy Ballou came charging about halfway down from third base and might have shaken Williams up a little. Well, one thing for sure, if Williams misses the plate this time and walks Davenport, he walks across the lead run. It's all tied at 4-4 right now. Williams is ready. Roseboro puts him up as a target. Davenport waiting. The 3-1 pitch to him with the bases loaded. Inside ball four. Well, Davenport walks. He'll get credit for batting in his 58th run of the year. Bailey goes to second base. Mays moves over to third. And Billy Ballou walks in to score. And that will be charged to Roebuck. The walk, of course, charged to Williams. So here in the top half of this inning, three runs have come piling across for the San Francisco Giants, and they're leading it 5-4, and the complexion has changed again. DeRocher is out to talk to Williams, and that's going to be all for Williams. Let's see, Stan came on here in the ninth inning to pitch to the first baseman, Cepeda. So he's pitched one-third of this inning, just one-third of it. Down the bullpen, the signal is out for, I believe, a left-hander. If it's a left-hander, probably will be Paranowski. Someone has been warming up back in the chute, and we can't see who it is. But now he starts to come out of the bullpen, we'll be able to pick him up. Ron Paranowski is coming on. Paranowski will come on in this ballgame now to pitch to Jose Pagan. See, there have been eight men come to bat here in the top half of the ninth inning, and the Giants have scored three of them.
So the left-hander Paranowski will be pitching to Pagan with the bases loaded. Here's Al Helfer.
All right, George. It is a tough situation. Jose Pagan coming up, the ninth hitter here in the top half of the ninth inning. There are two outs with these bases loaded. Paranowski will go to Pagan. Jose has been up there four times. He has two hits to show for it. He hit a left-hander for two, starting pitcher Padres. He got two singles his first two times up, hit the left field. Willie Mays, the runner at third base. At second, Bailey, at first, 7-4. The pitch is swung on by Pagan. It's a long shot down the left field side. It is foul. Five to four the score. Ron Paranowski here in relief of Williams. Pitching to Jose Pagan in the ninth with the bases loaded and two outs. Paranowski once has beaten the Giants this year once they have beaten him. For his work this year, the left-hander has a count of 6-6, 6 wins, 6 losses. Mays, Bailey, and Davenport, the runners. The pitch outside to Pagan, 1-1. All of the runs picked up here in the top of the ninth inning belong to Don Larson, who is Derek for a hitter. So Larson has actually pitched only one inning. And as George told you a few moments ago, we've got Bolin, a right-hander, and Billy Pierce, a left-hander, and Penn for Frisco. Baranowski's fastball is hit down to second base. Burr right bubbles the ball. Up with it, makes his play. Not in time, a run scores. It'll be an error on Burright. He tried to make the play back to Wills to catch the runner coming down to save it, but he couldn't do it. He's charged with an error. Pagan is the runner now at first base on the Burright error. Davenport, the man he was trying for, is the runner at second. Bailey has moved over to third, and Willie Mays has scored. And we're going to have a batter now for Matty Alou. Bob Niemann will bat for Alou, who batted for Larson here to begin things in the ninth inning. He's the 10th man to come to bat. Bob Niemann. He was used yesterday as a pinch batter. Baranowski makes the delivery, and the curve is outside for ball one. Niemann batted in the seventh inning of the game yesterday and flied to center field. He batted for Hiller. Swings this time and pops it up off the third base side. Jim Gilliam comes to the stands. He'll have no play. 1-1 to Bob Niemann. Jimmy, the outfielder. He's the 10th man to come to bat here in this inning, in which four big runs have been scored. On but two base hits. There has been one error in the inning. And the bases are still loaded. Baranowski ready, delivers to Niemann, the pitch is swung on and trickled away up the third base side foul. The runners on the bases right now for the Giants here in this big ninth inning. Ed Bailey at third. On base is Jim Davenport. And Jose Pagan is the runner at first. Six to four, that's how it stands. The Giants out in front. 6 runs on 13 base hits. They've committed 3 errors. The Dodgers have committed 4. Baranowski, fourth pitcher to be used by Olsen, trying to get out of the inning now. Delivers to pinch hitter Niemann. It's taken outside. 2-2. Niemann moving back up to the plate. Well, imagine that the Giant fans around the country right now are hooping and hollering a bit. 2 runs out in front of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and this has been a bitter fight. Curveball swung on and missed for strike three. So that's all. As Niemann batting here in the ninth inning, strikes out. Out of sight. 4 runs. Bound by 2 base hits. There was an error, and 3 men were left on. So the score here in the ball game at the end of 8 1/2 innings. It is the San Francisco Giants 6. The Los Angeles Dodgers have 4. Now, hear this commercial message.
Get in the groove, leave the rest behind. Make your move, swing out in a lark. Get behind the wheel of a lark. Drive the lark for drive and fun. The lark's the car that loves to run. It's the car with more pizzazz. The lark's got all the bad jazz. It's got class.
And it's fast.
It's got room with lots of zoom.
The lark stands out alone with the fire
of your desire.
Grab your gal or grab your guy.
Swing on down to your Studebaker dealers during introduction week now. He has the biggest news in automobiles for 63. your Studebaker dealer invites you to drive the exciting cars from the advanced thinking of Studebaker. We're going to have a change in pitches for the last half of the ninth inning. Billy Pearson's coming on while he cranks up. Let's pause for station identification.
A10 on your radio dial, your station for sports, WGY Schenectady. The time is 1 minute until 7.
With a 16-6 record, has come on to try to hold this one for the San Francisco Giants. He'll be pitching to Murray Wills, batting right-handed. The young paws out to the first pitch and fouls it away for strike one. The last time Billy Pierce faced these Los Angeles Dodgers, just a couple of days back, at the start of this series of games at Candlestick Park, he pitched a fine three-hit shutout over them, 1-8-0. Billy Pierce going to Murray Wills, who has been a base runner on each occasion he's been up there. He takes the curve for the strike. Six runs on 13 base hits for the Giants. And they have committed three errors. Let's see, they've stranded 9, 10, 11, 12 men this afternoon. It's four runs for the Dodgers on 8 base hits. They have committed 4 errors and have stranded 8 so far. Pierce delivers. Pitch swung on and hits slowly down to third. Davenport charges. Throws to first dissipated in time. Wills is up. No one away here in the bottom of the ninth inning as Murray Wills grounds out, and they stop him for the first time today. Jim Gilliam becomes the batsman now, and Burr Wright to follow unless Smokey Olsen has any other ideas. One thing about it, this certainly has been a thrill this afternoon for 45,693 here at Dodger Stadium. Seesawed back and forth. Pitch is swung on by Gilliam, hitting right-handed, and it's a foul ball. Hit off the first base side to the stands out of play. Gilliam, as Maury Wills, is a pinch hitter. Coming up to the on-deck circle for the Dodgers is the hero of yesterday's ball game, Lee Walls. Pierce fires a curve in there for the strike.
Billy Pierce wheels it in there. Gilliam takes it high up for the face. One ball, two strikes. The Giants started off here this afternoon picking up 2 1/3. The Dodgers came back with 1 4. And then picked up 2 runs in the sixth inning to go ahead, 3-2. Pitch is swung on by Gilliam. He pounds it to center field. Willie Mays has the range on it, whacks him, it takes the ball, out number 2. Then in the way of insurance, the Dodgers picked up a run in the seventh. And at the end of 7 innings, it was 4-2 in favor of the Dodgers. And it looked rosy at that time. At the end of 8, it was still 4-2. And then, lo and behold, 4 big runs came charging across the plate for the Giants in the top half of the ninth inning. And they are out in front, 6-4. Pierce now will go to Lee Walls, the hero of yesterday's ball game. Walls will bat for Burr right here in the ninth inning, down to the very last out as far as the Dodgers are concerned. Lee Walls, a right-hand hitter. Jimmy, infielder, outfielder. Pierce works him a curve, and that's outside and low. Ball one. Lee Walls has appeared in 60 ball games now for the Dodgers this year. He's hitting at 269. Has no home run, 17 runs batted in. He cracked a double yesterday that scampered 3 runs in. Takes this pitch, over for a strike. The count is 1-1 on Lee Wall. Up here playing him slightly shaded to left. He hit his double, his base cleaning double, up the alley in left center yesterday. Came on to bat in the sixth inning. He hit for Roebuck at that time. Double with the bases loaded. Now the 1-1 pitch to Lee Wall. Tall, slender right-hand hitter.
Billy Pierce, the little left-hander, comes in to end the pitch. It's swung on and hammered to center field. This should be the ball game. Mays put it. It's all over. And he throws the ball up into the crowd. So that's it. It's all over. And the San Francisco Giants are the champions of the National League. In the last half of the ninth inning, nothing across for the Dodgers. Here are your totals for the Giants to win this in the full time of three games played. 6 runs on 13 hits, 3 errors. They had 12 men left on. For the Dodgers, 4 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. They had 8 men left on. The winning pitcher will be Larson, and the losing pitcher will be Eddie Roebuck. I know that our good friend George Kell will have a lot to talk about in just a few moments. But say, here is something you should remember if ever you suffer from a pain of headache. It's a tested and proven way to relieve this pain. Yes, it's famous Anacin tablets. Now, here's why Anacin gives you more complete relief from the tense nervous headaches than you can get from aspirin or aspirin with a buffering action. Aspirin contains only one pain reliever, and a buffering action, and you still have only one. But Anacin, that's different. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically effective active ingredients. Anacin not only relieves the pain, but also its nervous tension, irritability, and depression, and without stomach upset. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. In fact, 3 out of 4 doctors now recommend the famous ingredients of Anacin. So remember, for fast, fast, fast pain relief, it's always Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N, Anacin. Just ask for Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Well, Mr. George Kell, it's all over. And we have seen a tremendous finish to the 1962 National League race. The final score here again. The Giants, 6 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors. They had 12 men left on. The Dodgers, going down to defeat, 4 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. They had 8 men left on. Larson, the winning pitcher, Pierce hammered it down. And the losing pitcher for the Dodgers was Eddie Roebuck. And this is Al Helper at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California, with a most sincere thanks to our engineer, John Pollock, our producer, who certainly has been a busy man, Mr. Hal Ashby. And we're saying goodbye now from Los Angeles, and goodbye to the 1962 regular season. And don't forget the World Series starting tomorrow exclusively on this network. Goodbye now. This is your World Series Playoff Network.